I don't want to spend much time on extrinsics because we're not going to use them, although I think it's a reasonably interesting idea which probably deserves some extension and study. So the basic idea of an extrinsic is certainly even HPF2, well, HPF2 doesn't exist in the compiler yet, but there is, it's very unlikely that any language, whether it be HPF or HP Java or what have you, will ever get everything right, and you're always going to have to escape into other languages or other programming paradigms to do part of the problem. Well, it would be useful when you did that, that the compiler helped you by making certain that you got the right part of the arrays and you found it relatively easy to get everything back into the right place. And so there's some formal technology using the interfaces in Fortran 90 and this intent declaration is to define what's input and output to provide a rather elegant way of, say, taking message passing or in principle other things and joining them into to HPF. So I see this as actually something worthy of some, likely to be quite important, because I don't believe anybody can design a language which is going to be universally successful. There are bound to be many problems of which you're going to have to go into other approaches. So this is like native classes in Java, or if you're going to sequential languages, calling assembly language from the sequential language, from sequential Fortran, calling C from Perl. Most languages have a way of going to other languages which you need to do for various reasons. All right.